Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Deep State Can't Keep Matt Gaetz Down. That's correct. The Deep State cannot keep Matt Gaetz down. And we're seeing that this week with some more UFO hearings. But first, the way that I got into the story was it was mentioned on this article on News Nation Now, newsnationnow.com. And they're talking to Russ Coulthard. Of course, he's broke a lot of stories. There's a lot of good UFO work, I think. Mainly broke the big story of Grush, and he's talking about being shut out of this Defense Department hearing. It says, UFO briefing, Coulthard says, Pentagon hand-picking media. Well, we've known that for a long time. Lawmakers investigating UAPs, aka UFOs. UAP journalist Ross Coulthard, Pentagon trying to control the native. And then it says, Pentagon denies it is shielding secret UFO. Retrieval program. This is written by Liz Jessen. It's got like a 3-minute interview here, video. I'll put the links to those over at Ko-Fi and at Locals. This is updated March 6, 2024, 7:46 p.m. So, you know, a lot of breaking details and stuff. The Pentagon and the agency responsible for identifying UAPs, we're just going to call those UFOs in the rest of this article, hosted a briefing with some hand-picked media outlets, according to News Nation specialist Russ Coulthard. Coulthard, the first to interview whistleblower David Grush about his UFO claims over the summer, said the Pentagon is trying to constrain what people are allowed to know. They've pledged openness and transparency to Congress on the subject of UFOs, but they're not following through on their actions, Coulthard said during an appearance on the Elizabeth Vargas Reports. Well, we know this. This is not a new story to us if you've been following the UFO phenomenon at all. It goes on and says, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, established in July of 2022, is responsible for investigating UFO sightings and reports and has made some photos and videos available on its website. Well, we know that's an absolute joke. We've talked about this many times about their investigations, which from what I've been able to read amount to nothing. The pictures that they're giving us are low quality a lot of times. And then when they do show you an orb flying across the screen, they have the audacity to tell you that there's no violation of physical laws. Coulthard questions if News Nation didn't get an invite because it would have asked the hard questions. Well, you're not going to you're not going to sit there and have an interview with David Grush in depth like he did, and make the statements he did, and then have these guys invite you back over. Believe me. One of the criticisms that I've openly made about a lot of the national security reporters that do get invited to these events is that they know that if they rattle a cage on this issue, they don't get invited back. What the Pentagon's trying to do is to control the narrative. They're trying to constrain what people are allowed to know, Coulthard said. It seems a little hard to believe for me that he would not just expect that. You know, I mean, that's what these guys do. They're all about narrative control. They're not about sharing the information with you. Okay. Why? Well, knowledge is power, and they want all the power. Now, in some cases, this is understandable. You know, I mean, let's just say they're out there in the battlefield. They need the power. They need the information. They don't want to get blown up. But they carry that over into the public side of society to such an extent that people have just lost faith in him. Now, he did make a post here, Ross Coulthard. Like I said, I'll have these all links up at the Locals and the Ko-Fi. It says, ironic that on the day the Pentagon Department of Defense tries to control the narrative on UAPs by limiting which journalist it secretly briefs with DOD's Errol's new director, FOID documents reveal an actual video of an apparent Apollo spacecraft shaped object is being suppressed from release by DOD. Congress needs to do its job and demand that video be provided to their oversight committees. That video or photographic evidence, whatever, was taken by the pilots who saw the UFO or maybe UFOs down there at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. Remember, we've talked extensively about Representatives Luna and Matt Gaetz and Representative Bruchette and others going down there to demand to see these things and just being basically stonewalled by the base commander, who then set him down with one of the pilots and left the building, reportedly. Now, we've got a little hand-drawn sketch of this thing, but we don't have a picture. They've gone down there. They've tried to find these things. They've tried to find out what's going on, and what do they get? They get stonewalled. So if they're going to stonewall you at the base, you shouldn't be surprised when they stonewall you when you ask to go to a meeting or a hearing. Now, I found this little note here on Reddit, and we'll get some more articles to look at. Reddit.com, it says, Air Force releases details about 2023 UAP sighting at Eglin Air Force Base, first brought to light by Congressman Matt Gaetz. So Gaetz actually got on a plane or got in his car or whatever, went out of Florida and confronted these guys, him and Rep Luna and Tim Burchett. And I think there's one other fellow. But this is something that hasn't happened, you know, really in a long, long time. It says, today the Black Vault has gotten more info on the Eglin Air Force Base incident that was brought up by Matt Gaetz in the UFO hearing. The first drawing has been released, but for some reason, not the pictures were... If the Air Force is not hiding anything, then they need to release the photos ASAP. There is no reason to keep it classified. Well, there's lots of reasons to keep it classified. One reason would be for the public not to know, okay? I never used to think people would go crazy, but I don't know. After what happened a couple years ago with the flu, who knows what could happen. But I think the real reason they're keeping this stuff locked up and compartmentalized is because maybe if they release those pictures, someone that's worked on one of these things will come forward. Somebody that has information about one of these things will come forward. Maybe it'll connect the dot. And there could be true security concerns where they don't want the Russians or the Chinese to have any more information than absolutely necessary on these things. But I think a lot of it is just them wanting to keep the information for themselves. And making everything top secret is just a default position. Now, it's got this pretty cool, very simple sketch. It looks like a little bit like an Apollo capsule, kind of round on one end, kind of coned on the other. It says it's gray on the bottom, kind of orange-reddish thing here in the middle of the craft, and then kind of a gunmetal collar, it says, on the top half. So here this thing was out there hovering above the ocean. We're not even sure exactly what the whole encounter entailed. I suppose they'll wait around for 10 or 15 years like they did with the Tic Tac, and maybe they'll have the pictures and they'll hand those to somebody in a parking lot at the Pentagon. Maybe it'll be Louis, maybe it'll be the next Louis, and that person can post them online and monetize their nonprofit company and rise to fame as a UFO mafia made member. Just a thought. Now, there's a couple more articles I want to look at here. This one here is from TWZ.com, TWZ.com, the War Zone. It's a pretty big site. It's got another illustration of this thing, and then we'll get to the drive, or we'll get to Greenwald site. It says, Air Force pilot's bizarre encounter with capsule-like craft off Florida declassified. Official documents confirm an Air Force pilot had a very unusual encounter over the Gulf of Mexico last year, though questions remain. This is from Joseph Trevenick, published March 6, 2024. Now, they tell you that the encounter's been declassified. And that's just a bold-faced lie on the face of it, really, in my opinion, because where's the picture at? If this had been declassified, we would immediately have pictures, and we would immediately have the rest of the pilots coming forward. I mean, they could retire and go on the UFO circuit. We love to hear these guys talk. It's great fun. Now it says, U.S. Air Force pilot says something they couldn't really readily identify that was the size and shape of an Apollo spacecraft during a sortie from Eglin Air Force Base in Florida last year, according to recently declassified documents. Three other unidentified objects were also tracked on radar during the incident, which Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz first publicly disclosed last summer. So Matt's out there, Matt Gaetz is out there, he's talking about this stuff, and they're still trying to stonewall it. The illustration that we got, Greenwald, he had to FOIA that thing. They didn't just put it up on their website somewhere. So they're not really disseminating this stuff. You can say it's declassified, but if it's buried in a vault somewhere, how do we find it? It says, Abbas Michael Darmacy, an independent researcher, obtained the documents relating to the incident in question, which took place January 26, 2023, over the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida via the Freedom of Information Act. John Greenwald, well known for his use of FOIA to uncover new details on a wide variety of topics, posted what Darna State received on his website, The Black Vault, earlier today. Huh. Okay, so I guess I thought that Greenwald had actually got these, but apparently it was another guy in Greenwald published them. Either way, great drawings. It's got some satellite images here of the Air Force Base as well. It says, Darna State obtained 4 intelligence reports on the incident that are all redacted almost entirely, as well as 2 pages from a visitor's log of some kind that are also largely redacted, blacked out. However, the release also included a hand drawing of what the pilot claims to have seen, as well as an unclassified summary of the incident. You know, this is so pathetic, man. I mean, so they're telling you that it's unclassified, but they're handing you blacked out documents and a hand-drawn picture, and a summary that's been sanitized. The Air Force further told Darna State that a video from the incident also exists, but that it was being withheld for reasons of national security, according to John Greenwald's post about the documents on the Black Vault. Yeah, the same way they're holding the video of the UFO shot down over Alaska and Yukon and Lake Huron. The drawing reproduced at the top of the story and below shows a broadly pear-shaped object. Annotations on the drawing say that one end had a gunmetal coloring while the other end was gray. A center section is also marked as being orange, reddish. A note at the bottom appears to say blurry, which would indicate heat distortion or some kind of disturbance, but no smoke, quote unquote. That's what it says here, no smoke. This is all in line with the description provided in the unclassified summary UAP-1. Likened to an Apollo spacecraft in size and shape, with an orange, reddish, illuminated, rounded bottom and the top section consisting of a three-dimensional cone shape comprising a gunmetal gray segmented panels, it says. This all does present some extremely broad similarities to the command service modules used during the Apollo mission to the moon in the late 1960s and early 70s. UAP in the unclassified summary stands for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, the U.S. government's current preferred term for what have been called unidentified flying objects in the past. UAP-1 reflects the fact that there were 3 additional UAPs observed via radar during the incident. On the 26th of January 2023, U.S. Air Force pilot gained radar lock on 4 separate UAP, according to the unclassified summary. Upon approach, the pilot was able to make visual contact and employ sensors to obtain a screen capture of the first of these objects. The remaining 3 were only detected by radar. Screen capture. So they have a picture of the UFO, but they won't let you see it. That's why they're not going to ever give you disclosure. UAP operated at an altitude of about 16,000 feet above ground level. The second and third were noted at altitudes of 17 and 18,000, the summary adds. The fourth was lost from radar and no altitude was noted. Moreover, no airspeeds were noted for any of the UAPs in this report. Yeah, I think they were just going too fast. So yeah, 16,000 to 18,000 feet, nothing to worry about here. No possibility these things would ever collide with an airplane. Of note, upon closing to within 4,000 feet, so that's pretty close. You know, these guys are going like 500 mile an hour or something and they're within 4,000 feet. The radar malfunctioned and remained disabled for the remainder of the event, it continues. Post-mission investigation revealed that a circuit breaker had triggered, but that maintenance technicians were unable to conclusively diagnose the fault. Yeah, just turn your radar off, dude. If it wanted to, it could have probably fried it, but it decided to just turn it off. And then it has a declassified summary here. On 26 January 23, a U.S. Air Force pilot gained radar lock on 4 separate UAP. Upon approach, the pilot was able to make visual contacts and employ sensors to obtain a screen capture of the first of these objects. The remaining 3 were only detected by radar. UAP-1, likened to an Apollo spacecraft in size and shape with an orange, reddish, illuminated, rounded bottom and the top section, a three-dimensional cone shape comprising a gunmetal gray segmented panels. UAP-1 operated at an altitude of about 16,000 above ground level AGL. The second and third UAPs were noted at altitudes of 17 and 18,000. The fourth was lost from radar and no altitude was noted. Moreover, no airspeeds were noted for any of the UAP in this report. Of note, upon closing to within 4,000 feet of UAP-1, the radar malfunctioned and remained disabled for the remainder of the event. Post-mission investigation revealed that a circuit breaker had triggered, but that maintenance technicians were unable to conclusively diagnose the fault. Wow, that's wild. It clearly, this thing shut it down. Many of these details were also roughly in light with what Matt Gaetz, a Republican representative from Florida, first discovered during a hearing in July 2023. Now, I think that that was also a classified hearing, so I'm not sure what he could even tell us. They saw a sequence of four craft in a clear diamond formation for which there is radar sequence the eye and eye alone have observed in the Congress. They saw a sequence of four craft in a clear diamond formation for which there is a radar sequence that I and I alone have observed in the Congress. One of the pilots goes to check out that diamond formation and sees a large, floating, what I can only describe as an orb. Again, like I said, not of any human capability that I am aware of, Gaetz said at the time. And when he approached, he said that his radar went down. He said his FLIR forward-looking infrared system malfunctioned and that he had to manually take this image from one of the lenses, and it was not automated in collection as you would typically see in a test mission. So it's shutting down. He had to take a picture manually. The now-released unclassified summary of the incident makes no mention of the failure of any sensors on the aircraft beyond the radar. The summary also does not say what type of aircraft the pilot who saw the object was flying in at the time, though it has been said in the past that they were in an F-22 Raptor stealth fighter. Raptors have been based in Eglin, which is also a major Air Force test and evaluation hub, since Hurricane Michael devastated Tyndall Air Force Base, also in Florida, in 2018. The F-22 notably does not have a built-in forward-looking infrared system. The Air Force has been testing stealthy pods for the Raptor that contain an infrared search and tracker system, which is different than a FLIR, but could potentially provide basic imagery of the targets they spot. Once again, we still cannot confirm F-22s were involved at this time. At the July 2023 hearing, Gaetz said he initially learned of the incident through a legally protected disclosure to his office. He, along with Tim Burchett and Anna Paulina, Republican from Tennessee and Florida, subsequently traveled to Eglin to get more information. We asked to see any of the evidence that had been taken by the flight crew in this endeavor and to observe any radar signature, as well as to meet the flight crew. We were not afforded access to all of the flight crew, and initially we were not afforded access to images and to radar data, Gaetz said. Thereafter, we had a bit of discussion about how authority flows in the United States of America, and we did see the image, and we did meet one member of the flight crew who took the image. Well, it sounds like Gaetz got a little bit irritated with him, and he says, we discussed how authority flows. Authority does flow from Congress to the DOD, but power seems to flow from the DOD to Congress. And that's something to think about when you're talking about the deep state. Who has the authority and who has the power? If someone comes in and robs a bank, the bank teller has the authority not to give that man or woman the money, but the bank robber has the power to force them to do that because they've got a loaded gun pointed at them. And that is the real conflict that we face in our country today and in much of the world. Who has the authority and who has the power? And how are the people with the authority ever going to get the power back? Now, Matt Gaetz has done a pretty good job going down there, witnessing this stuff for himself, and at least getting a summary report released, an official report with a drawing. But it just shows that he realizes that he has the authority and he has some power, but the real power still seems to be with the DOD because they are refusing to release these pictures. And that is why we have to set up a totally parallel method to record these things. Record them out of passenger aircraft. Don't bother with the military stuff then. This disclosure will only come if it's crowdsourced by people on the ground like you and I. Now, the article goes on and says, the image was something that I am not able to attach to any human capability, either from the United States or from any of our adversaries. and I am somewhat informed on the matter, having served on the Armed Services Committee for 7 years, having served on the committee that oversees DARPA and advanced technologies for several years. Without saying the imagery and other data that was collected during the January 2023 UAP incident over the Gulf of Mexico, it is difficult to independently assess what the pilot may have seen. An Apollo command and service module is just over 36 feet long and nearly 13 feet in diameter. So if the comment about the UAPs being of a similar size is at all accurate, it would have been a relatively large object. Among what little is unredacted in the four intelligence reports released to Dharmacy are warnings that explicitly say not finally evaluated intelligence. Their reports were all sent by the Air Force of Special Investigations Detachment of 104 at Eglin, primarily to the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA. They also appear to have been forwarded to a litany of other intelligences and other offices around the U.S. military and the U.S. intelligence community. What subsequent assessments DIA or any of these other entities may have made is unknown. Wow. Well, they're telling everybody but us. So you see here, they're sharing this information with a bunch of different people. They're letting Matt Gaetz look at it, but he can't talk too much about it. But when it comes to the American public, the guys that are paying the taxes to a organization that lost half its stuff, $1.55 trillion, you, the people that write the check, you get to know pretty much nothing. Now it goes on here, it has a list of the people they've sent it to, quite a few of them actually. There are interestingly no clear indications that any of these reports were sent to the Pentagon's All Domain Resolution Office. Well, that makes sense to me. AARO was established in 2022 specifically to assist with refining and centralizing the policies and procedures for tracking, reporting, and analyzing UAP incidents. The office is also supposed to serve as a central repository of UAP intelligence assessments and other data. It goes on, it says, still, if nothing else, we were told by Matt Gaetz that he attended a classified briefing in which two pilots encountered what he could best describe as an orb during a routine training mission off the Gulf of Mexico. With this FOIA request, we can confirm that the event took place, Dharmacy told the Black Vault's John Greenwald. My next steps are to appeal the request for the video to verify what the object actually looks like, try and find any possible human origin for the craft, and to file more FOIAs with regards to any investigation of the event by AARO or other government organizations. Well, I don't think AARO is going to investigate if they didn't even get the letter telling them about it. They're out of the loop as far as I can see. Although many questions remain about this UAP incident, but as Dorfney notes, there is now no debate that an Air Force pilot reported seeing something highly unusual off the coast of Florida last year. Well, it's beyond that. I think what I'm taking from this article is that Matt Gaetz has got an awful lot of courage going up there, confronting these guys, basically. So I'll just finish up here the last couple minutes with this article from theblackvault.com, because I think John Greenwald deserves so much credit, him and this fellow that uncovered this with the FOIA request. It's dated March 6, 2024. It says, Air Force releases details about 2023 UAP sighting, first brought to light by Congressman Matt Gaetz. It's important, I think, too, that we give Gaetz credit, too. I mean, he had the courage to go down there with Luna and Bruchette and demand to see this stuff. And like you said, he was the only one that got to view it. Newly released documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by software engineer and UAP researcher Abbas Michael Dharmacy have unveiled details of a mysteriously unidentified aerial phenomena sighting that occurred on January 26, 2023. The incident, which was brought to public attention during a UAP hearing in Congress, involved a U.S. Air Force pilot encountering four separate UAPs during a test mission over the Gulf of Mexico. The documents have been verified by the Black Vault. Congressman Matt Gaetz, who played a pivotal role in revealing this incident to the public, recounted his experience in seeking information about the event. Gaetz described how he, along with other Congress members, were initially denied access to crucial evidence, including images and radar data. See, they had no authority to do that, but they had some power. However, following a discussion on authority, They were granted access to an image captured by one of the flight crew members depicting an object unlike any known human-made technology. See, they just complied just enough to not have Gates call down a major congressional investigation. The FOIA documents revealed a declassified summary of the event, which describes the lead UAP as resembling an Apollo spacecraft in size and shape, with an orange-reddish illuminated bottom and a three-dimensional cone-shaped top composed of gunmetal gray segmented panels. Yeah, and then it goes through, it has a picture of the drawing here of this pilot made, and also the summary of it here. You can go through here and look. He's got the actual documents, and then you see these big blank spaces in the documents. Well, that's the part that you can't see. So that's our idea of unclassified. Just take and black out any relevant parts, send you some headings and footers on the documents that don't amount to much, except for the fact that we see here, like, I don't know, it looks to me like 20 or 30 different people they sent the unredacted summaries to. So what I get from this is there was an event off the coast of Florida near Eglin Air Force Base. Multiple pilots, it sounds like three or four, spotted these UFOs. One pilot got close enough to it to photograph it, but he had to use like a secondary camera because his had been shut down by this UFO. His radar had also been shut off, but he got a picture of it. And we did get radar data, which Matt Gates seen. And Matt also saw the picture, which he describes as an orb. Now, there could have been many more pictures, probably were. He was only allowed to talk to one pilot. We could assume the other pilots maybe also got good pictures. Maybe got pictures on their on their heads-up displays. Maybe they pulled an iPhone out of their pocket and took a picture. We don't know. But there's at least one picture. I would suspect a lot more. I would suspect that this encounter was much more impactful than what we're being led to believe through the sanitized version of things. But we know that Gates went down there. We know that he saw the radar stuff. We know that he saw the picture. They did declassify it to the point where they could send you blanked out pages. Basically, declassification just means that they acknowledge that it happened, but they won't talk about it other than to share what they say is a handwritten illustration by a pilot. It makes sense that it could be. Who knows? It's similar to what Gates says he saw. But the thing is, it's not really disclosure. It's just the deep state being caught with their pants down for 5 seconds. And having to deal with these pilots who are saying, hey, we're seeing these UFOs. So while they're telling you that they're not dangerous, not to worry about it, they're keeping all the information to themselves. Scary stuff on that level. And if you can look at a case like this and see how even a congressman is being told he can't see stuff, or being told that, well, we'll let you see one picture, but you can't talk about it. When they're controlling our own House of Representatives and Senate, and no doubt president, when the DOD and the people who control the DOD, I should say, have this much power, doesn't seem to matter how much authority our politically elected officials have, because they've given all the power away. Sad situation, but we can hope for more disclosure, at least maybe from a grassroots level. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.